special guest joining us right now. We have Randy Jorgensen, the voice of all bass everywhere, the city manager for the city of Milton. Randy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. I appreciate it. How's your Monday morning at this point?
Oh, it's going great. Okay, the before we get to talking about the wastewater plant, and by the way, I can't quite tell if you're on a speakerphone or maybe a Bluetooth or something. If you can switch over to the regular handset, that'll sound a lot better. That would be a whole lot better. In any case,
I can handle that.
All right, perfect. So the one question I think everybody wants to know is, have you been to the Milton Bakery yet this morning?
No, but I'll tell you what, there's someone on my behalf that's going to go. I guarantee it. It's a big day. We love donuts. We love the Milton Bakery in City Hall.
I don't know if you saw this, but Jerry Cooey had posted up on his page, I guess the band was there this morning.
It was. I did see that.
I love it. That's so perfect.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's
absolutely.
A good day.
No, it's a big deal. Another big deal, maybe not quite as big as the Milton City Bakery opening to the high school band fanfare. You guys announced late last week that you have a almost $6 million grant to help fund the new wastewater treatment plant, right?
Yeah, we received $5.9 million from the Federal Economic Development Administration, which is a part of the Department of Commerce. Money comes from the American Rescue Plan.
Well, that is fantastic. So now, this is money that you had not been counting on as funding what we thought the grand total was going to be. But as you have so often been saying, the price of the plant is going up, you guess, average about $8,000 a day. I'm imagining this $5.9 million is going to be stopgap to cover what's going to be the final tally, which is not going to be what we think it is, right?
I think the final tally is going to be even more than what we had anticipated, quite frankly. But the $5.9 million will help get us there. I mean, the only funding we're waiting on right now is restore funds, part of the BP settlement. Otherwise, I think we're in a pretty good position.
Yeah, no, it's and this definitely helps. But, and this is important, if the plant, because I know for some people it's still an open question of whether there might be some alternate site that would be available either for the plant itself or for the ribs or for both. But a lot of the funding that you've got and a lot of the process that's already been accomplished is really heavily tied in to the current location that has been the plan for a long time, right?
That's correct. We moved the plant. We put the project back. We've got an edict from the Department of Environmental Protection to have our effluent out of the river by the end of 25. We won't be able to meet that time, and we'll lose $10 to $15 million in grant funds. In other words, project will be set back years. We expose ourselves to not insignificant and continuing fines for not removing the effluent from the river.
And just, because I know some people maybe haven't been keeping up on all the details, they haven't been watching the meetings, they don't know where we're at. Can you maybe just do it, and I know it's impossible to do it justice, but can you do a quick, this is why you have to get rid of the old plant and what the requirements are for the new plant that are kind of boxing you into making this particular choice of going ahead with the property that's over there by the basin?
Well, the state actually passed a law a couple of years ago that said that all effluent discharges from salt water must be removed by the end of 30. The city of Milton had the Blackwater River reclassified in 2015, not by a request on our part, but by actions taken by regulatory agencies. As a result, we were told, 25 was our deadline. With that in mind, we started taking the plans for this plant off the shelf and moving forward in earnest. In about 18, 19, so we've got to find a new location, and that's principally why. And the current plant is at its capacity. I mean, we can't take on more than what we already have. With that, we have, arrested growth in Santa Rosa County. this plant doesn't get built, there won't be jobs in the industrial park, there won't be commercial development along commercial corridors, there won't be new residential subdivisions on municipal service, they'll all be served by septic tanks. That would be an economic environmental hazard if this doesn't occur, unlike any Central Santa Rosa County has seen in decades.
Are we with the? I mean, there's massive amounts of new housing and soon to be new housing in the East Milton area in particular. That the stuff that's kind of going in now, is it going in now as sewer or is it going in now as septic? Because I mean, my hope would be, of course, that we never build another house with a septic tank ever again. But where do we stand with the growth that's happening now? I know in a couple of years we'll have capacity after the plant is built to handle a lot of this, but especially when we add the second cell to 4 million gallons a day. But where are we at with the growth that's happening right now?
I'll go in with municipal service primarily. Unquestionably, there are probably some that are being built that our lines don't extend to that will have septic, but the vast majority of the new subdivisions in the next 18 to 24 months have municipal service available.
Okay, great.
We've got to have this plant to be able to provide to for future growth. Someone comes with a new subdivision, it's a year and a half before they have the infrastructure in. They probably don't finish the first house until 2 years from now at best. So we're in a pretty good position, but we're in a pretty good position if we build this plant, we build it now.
I got you. We're talking to Randy Jorgensen. He is the city manager for the city of Milton. Randy, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola, as well as Highway 90 in Milton, Pace, and Pensacola. 29 checking and clear as well. If you do see something slowing you down, just give me a call. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Gracie. Back to Randy Jorgensen. Randy, I know one of the big issues with all of this has to do with the effluent, which is treated waste. Water, okay. The effluent currently, you correct me if I get anything wrong, currently goes into the Blackwater, but with the new plant, the effluent will no longer go into the Blackwater. It will go into the RIBS, the Rapid Infiltration Basin. So it will actually, to the degree that it's dirty to begin with, which it's not, it's treated effluent. You've drunk it so famously on video. It will be even less of an issue for the river. Is that right?
That's correct. It's further polished. And then, the key to pollution in terms of effluent is dilution. So once it is further polished through the infiltration basins, it'll re-enter the groundwater where it will be co-mingled with millions and millions and millions of gallons of fresh water.
And I know, one of the big argument points by the folks who live in Cooper's Basin that they have been very against this for quite some time is they're worried about a spill, a catastrophe, a major collapse of the infrastructure that sends, untreated sewage in the direction of Cooper's Basin. And when they raise that objection, what's the answer from the designers or from your point of view?
The project is designed for those very types of events to avoid those occurrences. Most of the structures on that site are 18 to 24 inches of solid concrete with rebar reinforced. And they're not going anywhere. They can withstand Category 4, Category 5 hurricanes. They've got power backup to ensure that any loss of power allow the plant to continue to operate. Plant's at an elevation of 75 feet. That plant gets flooded, we don't care. The city of Milton isn't here anymore. No one needs a treatment plant at that point. They're designed to not only avoid, but to ensure that those types of occurrences can't occur. Sure, there's always the chance that we have a, category whatever, an earthquake. I don't know. The world's a strange place when it comes to those events. You can't overcome Mother Nature at times, but for everything this area has ever experienced, that plant would still be there and still be operating.
Well, I know that's and that's the kind of the reassurance that I was hoping for. Last thing on the plant is I know people have also raised concerns about sturgeon and manatees and, you know, their ability to, I mean, to me the river is going to be cleaner, but, you know, your answer to that question?
Well, you know, I had a meeting 2 weeks ago with representatives of the regulatory authorities over that area, and I think that went well. They have indicated that initially they'll provide us with the finding of no probable impact. Ultimately, they'll provide us with the finding of no impact. We've agreed to put in a monitor in Cooper's Basin to monitor the water quality. The best thing that could happen to Cooper's Basin, quite frankly, is this plant. It's getting those septic systems out of there, which will clean that water rather than make it dirtier, per se. It quite frankly, isn't an issue. There are people who have concerns, and they're legitimate concerns, if, in fact, there were issues that were created. The fact of the matter is we're not creating issues for the sturgeon. We're solving issues for the sturgeon.
And I know you you asked the city council to approve getting a project manager for this at the last time, and that looks like it's going to go forward because, frankly, you know, getting the plant off the shelf and kind of getting it towards this place is something you were able to do. But from now on, it really does make more sense to hire somebody. So I support you in that. Last question for you, and I only ask because I care. We recently got the news that the Weber skating rink is going to be expanding to have an outdoor speed track, a parabolic curve track that they're hoping to host the World Championships in speed skating at. Will Randy Jorgensen be speed skating at the outdoor parabolic track?
No, he won't. Randy Jorgensen isn't a speed skater. But quite frankly, I have a member of my council who used to be and still can, and that's Councilman Snow.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him out on that track.
Oh, I would love
that's
to
really
see
cool.
it.
It's really cool. It's internationally... Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, yeah, that makes sense now why he's been kind of advocating for this project. I think it's a fantastic bit of news for Milton, in addition to the fact that the bakery is open. I'm jealous, sir. You'll get to enjoy some of the donuts this morning. But thank you, as always, for the time, and thanks for the work you do. I don't know how many people tell you that, but I think the job of administrator is hard, and you do a good work of it, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it.